Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Mike Ingersoll of Inside Carolina here. Mike, wanted to get your thoughts on the Duke game, specifically how the O-line looked.
All things considered, I saw a lot of positive, and I know the scoreboard didn't reflect that, and the overall record on the season doesn't reflect that, but one thing that we can take to the bank is that Coach Cap has done a really, really good job of getting these backups ready to play. You can tell that the entire depth chart on the offensive line, they all prepare like they're going to be starters. And then with everybody getting injured, anybody's number can be called. But one of the major positives I saw was pass protection. The hardest thing to do as an offensive lineman is to pass protect, especially at the college level, especially if you've never started a game or you've started very few games. So this early in the season, with as many guys as we've had to roll in there and interchange there on the offensive line, the fact that our pass protection is as clean as it is right now is highly encouraging. Now, that doesn't mean it's perfect, okay? There's certain things that need to be cleaned up. They missed some stuff against Duke, against blitzes, but that's going to happen. The good news is they aren't messing the same things up twice. So things that they didn't do so well against ODU, they corrected against Duke. Things they didn't do so well against Louisville, they corrected against ODU. And that's going to continue down the line, and that's coaching, and it's coachability of those players. So they're going to be hit with some heavier blitz packages. They're going to get some new stuff they haven't seen before, and they're going to mess that up this weekend against Georgia Tech. But the good news is, where they might mess up something brand new they've never seen before, I promise you they're going to have the things from last week corrected. And these defensive coordinators in the coming weeks are not going to be able to get away with running the same things that beat us early in the season against us now later in the season.
Thanks for the information, Mike. For this and more football news, head to the Inside Carolina Tar Pit Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.